Another familiar face or voice for some of our listeners is the entertainer Ollie Day. David Clayton remembers meeting Ollie Day in a talent show in the 1970s. Since then, Ollie has gone on to become a great Norfolk entertainer. Here is David Clayton to tell us more.
So we're going to sing this one for you. That's a Dean Martin and classic. Come on, let's get this right.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss. I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
For my sins, I judged many talent shows back in the 1970s. At that time, I was an entertainment agent and, being the resident DJ, helped produce the night's cabaret shows at Norwich's Talk of East Anglia. I suppose that gave me some credentials to pass judgment on many young hopefuls, which I did. I vividly recall a young comedy magician. He was outstandingly good, and I gave him top marks. 15-year-old Ollie Day deserved them. Since then, he's gone on to be one of the area's busiest entertainers, ranging from his Christmas shows at Cromer Pavilion Theatre to his Gorston Pavilion appearances. Add to that 30 years of magical road safety shows at schools around the county, and he's nothing short of a Norfolk treasure. I love David Nixon's TV shows and watching Tommy Cooper. At Christmas and birthdays, I crazed my parents for magic sets, explained Ollie. His dad wasn't exactly encouraging. You'll never earn money out of that. However, his best friend's father was a magician. Len Rudd worked all over the area, and with Len's son, Ollie used to help him with his shows. When he was setting up his tricks, I was never allowed to see backstage. Len was upholding the magician's code and secrets. Sensing Ollie was eager, Len told him that if he saved up £20, he would sell him a case of professional tricks. They filled two suitcases and we balanced them on my bike to wheel them home. A policeman stopped us. We two lads must have looked a bit suspicious because he asked me what was in the cases. I simply said, magic. That didn't help, Ollie remembers. Ollie set to work practicing with the props and then launched himself at local talent competitions. He won several. One of them led to a week's engagement at Fanny's Nightclub in Great Yarmouth. I'd been going down really well on the talent shows, but this was different. They put me on after 11 o'clock at night. It was hard. Most of the audience had been drinking all night, Ollie recalls. One of the judges who saw Ollie was businessman Neville Downing, who was opening a shop on Prince of Wales Road in Norwich selling jokes and novelties. Come and work for me, he told Ollie, who soon became a young shop manager. There were some memorable moments. A few involved a back room which sold sex toys and magazines. I knew nothing, Ollie laughs. I was forever blushing. However, the room was turned over to stocking professional magic tricks instead and led to one special encounter. Tommy Cooper was appearing at Norwich's Theatre Royal. At the end of an afternoon, the great man pulled up in a taxi to look at the shop's magic props. He was such a big man, he seemed to be climbing out of the car forever. I ended up having half an hour with him, Ollie recalled. He picked up some stuff, but didn't want to pay for it. Eventually, a hefty discount was negotiated as Tommy promised to send a signed photo to display in the shop. We never got it, laughs Ollie, but he'd met his hero. Ollie got busier and busier and started appearing at the holiday centres on the coast. One of his entertainer friends, Johnny Cleveland, started a video hire shop and Ollie went to work for him. He became the mobile representative of the shop with a suitcase full of the latest releases, calling in on regular clients. This, in a way, was a perfect job as Ollie had always been a film buff. I started a new mid-morning show on BBC Radio Norfolk in 1983 and invited Ollie to be the regular expert on new video releases. He soon built up a following and was given his own radio shows. At one time, he was delivering what we called Olliegrams, live on-air greetings to unsuspecting recipients. I knocked on the door and sang them a song, Ollie says. It was huge fun and led to Ollie releasing cassettes of his singing. He's produced many more albums since. Singing is now a major part of his act. His biggest thrill is appearing with the Jonathan Wyatt Big Band. So many people who've seen him on stage have told Ollie, "You should be on the telly." Surprisingly, he tells me, "I've never wanted to be famous. I love coming home to my house. I don't want to be a small fish in a big pond." In many ways, he's lucky as his success is largely on his doorstep. He's never been more in demand in his home county, but like everyone else in the world of entertainment, the pandemic has put a halt to the flow of work. "I was doing up to 11 shows a week. I've had to cancel 300 shows. But Ollie's optimistic as bookings are now refilling his diary. He did branch out a few years ago. After appearing on an agent's showcase, he was so successful several cruise liners booked him. He was in demand and often took his family. On one cruise, he took his dad, who hadn't especially encouraged him back in the day. Ollie remembers one particular special moment, though. "I was helping him put on his bow tie for one of the posh dinners. He just looked me in the eye and said, 'Do you know, boy, I'm really proud of you.'"
"How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
I like mine with a hug. The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in the AM.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
She's a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down,
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss, just as long as I get my kiss." The lovely Jackie Cann, ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Cann!
David, that's a great story. It's good to know that after lockdown, Ollie Day's diary is filling up again.